National Secret Police.
Zero. Zero. Phoenix Zero. Phoenix Zero.
Marcia Winfield is held prisoner in a bleak hut on the shores of Lake Tengrinor. Clint decides to fly there with speed and rescue her. Meanwhile, the octopus, knowing nothing of this, orders a plane from Black Pass so that Quan Wu can fly to the lake and do away with the girl and her brother. Speed, Clint, and Barney leave La Shou Tsi Ring's home that same night to go to Nag Chuka to fit up the plane. We find the two boys with Chief Tipo the following morning.
I am most happy to see you again, Mr. Barlow. I did not dream I would have this pleasure so soon.
Well, neither did we, Chief Tipo. But now that we have a clue to Miss Winfield's whereabouts, we're wasting no time in going there.
And we're being mighty careful in case it's an octopus trap.
Yes, you cannot be too careful. And if you find Miss Winfield, then I can really help you. We shall lose no time in capturing this monster.
We got an idea that he's up to something right now, Chief. Guys with torches was going up and down the foot trail leading to his castle last night. We didn't have time to see what was going on, but when I go back to Tsering's house, I'm sure going to find out.
And we're going to keep in touch with Barney by shortwave, Chief Tipo. Mr. Tsering's installing a portable set in his house right this minute, I guess. He said he was going
to. Yes, if you want to talk to us, be sure and go there, Chief Tipo. We have a set in our plane, you know.
Excellent, excellent. How is the condition of your plane?
Swell. I've been working on her all night, going over every inch of her, and she's raring to go, thanks to your cooperation, Chief. You cleared away all the red tape that might have tied up this flight.
Oh, why, it was nothing, Mr. Dunlap. Who is there?
It's Bob Gilmore.
Bob Gilmore. Oh, well, I'll sure be glad to see him again. I'll open the door.
Very well, Speed.
Hi, Bob. Why, Dean and Dr. Kingsley.
Well, Bob, how are you?
Doctor, I'm glad to see you.
Say, this looks like old home week.
Were you surprised, Barney?
I'll say so. We was asking about you, Gene, but Chief Tipo didn't say you was coming to see us.
Well, we wouldn't miss this for the world, boys. I knew you wouldn't have time to visit us, so we came to you.
Oh, well, this is great, Doctor. I'm sorry we can't stay longer.
Oh, so am I. I have so much to tell Steve.
And I've got plenty to tell you, Gene, but it'll have to wait until we rescue Miss Marcia.
Marcia? You mean, you know where she is?
Why, yes. Didn't you know?
I said nothing about that, Speed. I did not know if you wanted Dr. Kingsley and the little girl to know, to raise their hopes needlessly, perhaps.
Ah, nonsense. Have you really had word of her, Clint?
Yes, Doctor. We're not sure if it's the real thing or not, but we're going to find out.
Is that the reason for this flight to Tengrinor, Clint?
Yes, Bob. And while we're gone, I expect you to keep an eye on things here. Now, Barney will remain on the outskirts of Lhasa. And I'll leave his address with you. If you need his help or he should call on you, we'll stand ready.
You bet. I've been aching to do something.
Huh. You should have been with us. We was always doing something.
Yeah. The octopus even kidnapped Barney, we think.
What do you mean?
Barney couldn't remember anything when he came back. We found him wandering around the marketplace and lost in his pajamas.
I still think it was a frame-up.
Yeah, but tell us more of this information concerning Marcia.
Yes, that's the important thing.
Well, all I know is that she's prisoner in a hut near the lake, Tengrinor. And Speed and I are going to fly up there and get her. Shouldn't take long, since it's only a little over 100 miles away. We're taking plenty of food, water, medicine in case she needs it, and ammunition in case we need it.
You probably will. She will be closely guarded, more than likely.
Yes, but we're pitting our surprise attack against their superior numbers, Chief Depot. If the story is straight, and this is not an octopus trap, they can have no idea of our coming. If possible, we shall try to get Marcia away secretly. And if we can't, then we'll fight our way out.
Oh, but that's so dangerous, Pete.
Yeah, but isn't it worth it to get Miss Marcia back?
Yes. But...
Oh, no, don't you worry about speed, Gene. I'll take good care of him.
Well, tell me, how soon are you pulling out, Clint?
Well, as soon as I clear up a few last-minute things, Bob, I want to cable Chief Riley, for one thing, telling him what we're about to do. Of course, the cable will be in code.
Yeah, it'd never do for the octopus to know what we was going to do.
Well, we better get started then, huh, Clint? If we can take off before the afternoon wind starts up, it'll be a lot better.
True, a lot better. It is going to be very difficult flying, Mr. Barlow.
Oh, we're used to flying under all sorts of conditions, aren't we, Speed?
You bet.
Yeah, well, if you're going to send that cable to Chief Riley, let's get going, Clint. The longer you hang around, the more I want to go along. Let's go to the plane and get it over with.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Let's step on
it. Well, well. Sir, your men have certainly taken good care of our plane, Chief Tebow. It's in perfect shape.
I hope so, Mr. Barlow. Should anything go wrong with the plane when you're all over the Changtang, I fear for your lives. The brigands there are very fierce indeed.
And we're not afraid of them, Chief Tebow. Maybe we could get him to help us rescue Miss Marcia.
Hey, now, don't depend on any brigands to side with you, Speed. If they help anybody besides themselves, it'd be the octopus. Climb into the plane, Clint. I think you ought to take a last look before taking her off, just to make doubly sure you got everything you want.
Okay, Bonnie. You come along, too.
When you find Marcia, will you bring her back here, Speed?
I think so, Gene. Clint said he didn't know of better hands to put her in than Dr. Kingsley's.
Yes, the poor girl will probably need medical care. She'll be suffering from shock, if nothing else.
I'd give anything to fly up to the lake with you, Speed, and dust off some of those gangsters myself. Larry Winfield was my best friend, and the welfare of his sister means a lot to me.
I know it does, Bob. We'll bring her back, all right. And maybe we can find out something about Larry, too.
Well, if we could find him, I think we'd learn plenty about the octopus.
Yes, that boy contacted him long before we did.
I think we're going to learn plenty as it is, Dr. Kingsley. It's been a long chase, but we've been gradually closing in on him all the time. Yesterday, Clint sent some telephoto pictures to Chief Riley that I took of the octopus.
That you took?
Sure. We got to see him in his Paul Meunier disguise, you know. Well, those pictures, and now maybe rescuing Miss Marcia, ought to do some good. We ought to get some swell evidence against the octopus.
If you find Marcia's Speed, believe me, I'm going to waste no time in returning to America with Jean and that girl. Just waiting, not knowing her fate, has been awful. And I've always had the fear that the octopus might try to kidnap Jean.
I know, Dr. Kingsley.
Well, everything seems to be all right. Yeah. Everything's ship-shape, Speed. We'll take off pretty soon now.
Yes, and I shall go to Mr. Searing's home as soon as I possibly can, Mr. Barlow. In that way, I shall know of your activities.
Say, I've been thinking, Clint. Supposing the octopus happens to overhear one of them shortwave conversations between your plane and the Searing house, he'll know why you're flying to Tengri Nor.
But he won't overhear us, Barney, because he's going to think we're still at Mr. Searing's house. That's up to you to make him think that. He'll have no reason to try to tune in on us then.
Hey, I don't want to be the goat. Maybe he won't believe me. He's naturally suspicious. Maybe he'll go right home and turn on his radio set, and he'll hear you talking. Then what?
Barney's right, Speed. We'll have to word our messages so that if the octopus should hear them, he'll not know our real purpose. Leave it to me, Barney. I'll watch that.
Okay, and I'll do my part in trying to keep him away from his set. Don't worry.
Can I go start up the motors, Clint?
Oh, yes, Speed. Barney worked on them all night, but I kind of like to hear them turn over a few times.
Can I come too, Speed?
Sure. Come along.
All right. Here. Now, you have taken plenty of warm clothes along, Mr. Barlow. It is going to be very cold on the edge of the Changtang.
You bet we have, Chief Depot. Mr. Searing saw to that.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, Clint. What you're about to do is something we've all been striving for a long time.
You said it. Ever since Marcia was carried off to Siang Dock in that box. Gee, it gets me sore to think how close we was to her and didn't know it until too late.
Chief Depot!
What is it? It is one of my aides from the office.
An important message for you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, This is bad.
What is it, Tito?
Trouble in the Wu province near Lhasa.
What kind of trouble?
It seems that peasants are disappearing. Yes, without leaving a trace.
Good heavens, what can that mean?
I do not know, Doctor. Only once before has such a thing happened, and that was years ago. The nomads of Golok, predatory as eagles and wolves, once swooped down from Derji and took many shepherds prisoner. They used them for slaves.
Slaves?
Slaves.
Say, don't blame the Goloks or whatever they are for this, then.
Well, what do you mean?
It looks like the hand of the octopus, Doctor. Remember how he carried on the slave traffic in Hong Kong?
Good heavens. And them torchbearers we saw coming down the mountain last night. I'll bet they was up to no good.
I wish I could stay and help you on this, Chief Depot. But we've got to fly to Tengri Nor. Won't take long. It's only a short hop. And with luck, we'll be back by the night.
Ah, yes, Clint. Yes, you must go. And I am going to return to Lashot Searing's home with Mr. Dunlap immediately.
You will?
Yes. And this time, I shall take my men with me and station them around the province to see if they cannot catch these raiders.
Swell. And I'll try to do some inside work meantime.
Everything's ready, Clint. The motors sound great, don't they?
Yes, Pete, but we've heard some bad news. Shepherds are disappearing. And we think the octopus has begun his slave raids.
Gee whiz, that's bad.
Oh, dear.
But don't you worry, Jean. We'll catch that guy this time. Everything's happening at once. We ought to draw one winning card out of the pack.
You bet. Well, better get started, Speed. Now, you have full instructions, Barney?
Yeah, Clint. And don't worry about me, but watch yourself. Good luck and happy landing.
All right, thank you.
So long, Barney. We'll keep in touch with you. So long, Jean. We'll bring back Miss Marcia.
Oh, I hope so, Speed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye, Clint.
Goodbye.
Bye, Speed.
See, Barney, they are in the air.
Yeah. Now let you and me hustle back to Lhasa, Chief Tipo. We've got work to do.